Was
Welcome to
good?
another edition of Jai Time Turkeys. We are back. It has been a minute. Life has been life, and as we like to say. So, we have all been making it through 2023 to end of 2023, but we are here to start. We got the last episode of 2023. We got a lot to talk about, but we here, Jai Time Turkeys. This episode I'm joined by
What's up? I'm gonna jump like double dutch. Yeah, what's happening? Sideline guy. I've been sidelining. And one time I stepped out there, I ain't gonna lie, Christmas Day, I was like, look, I can re nah, I gotta. It was cool, but I'm back on the sideline. That's all. That's it.
What up, folks?
Oh, you go ahead.
My bad, cool cat. I didn't even see it then. But what's up, everybody? Starlight Dynamite 2024. We ready for you.
Oh, I like that song, I Dynamite. Like that.
How he come out with a new name? How you gonna do
Hey.
Starlight Dynamite? Hi, okay. It's okay. It's that start. I'm still here. I'm in daddy mode, trying to get these showers done, but I'm still on the south side. Get back in the shower.
Indeed, indeed. So, hey, we got a lot to talk about. We got professional football, we got college football, we got star, we got all types of shit to talk about. So, I feel like it's last Thursday of the year, so we're gonna go in and we can go ahead and look at, and we can start with the football aspect. So we'll start with professional, then we'll go to the semi-pro, which is just college football.
Awesome.
Professional football just dropped a bombshell on us. We got a lot to talk about out in Denver. Russell Wilson has been benched. This is what I get mad at. There's no real reason why. So just come out and say, we don't want to pay the motherfucker. Like, there's that. We got the Ravens beating down the San Fran, the 49ers. We got Cam, we not Cam. We got Debo getting catfished by people who he thought was Cam, talking about Cam coming on the thing. It's been a lot. We don't really have a number one team. Like, if we had to say a number one team, I'd say the Ravens are the number one team. But I just throw that out there to y'all. Like, we got
That's
2 weeks left
racist.
in the season. Who's your number one team? Do we believe what we've seen, or
Hold
is this
on. Did we
just
write
like,
all this down? This is not, I didn't write this down. I didn't write this down. First thing, it was Russell.
yeah, Russell,
Second,
he's getting a raw deal.
what's number two? I was making a list for the people.
Ravens beat.
Debo and
Cam.
Cam.
No,
Wait, it's only
Ravens.
four Debo and Cam. You said, would you say Ola was it?
You know, the
Okay, I didn't get that, but I'm saying it was
okay.
Ravens and
Ravens
Cam.
beat the Niners was number two.
Okay, there we go. Ravens, Niners. And then Cam versus Debo. All right, keep going, my bad.
We need to throw Micah in there too.
Mike? Tomlin?
Micah Parsons.
Micah.
We
Oh,
don't really
Micah.
need to
My
throw him in
fault,
there
Micah.
because
No, it's all good. It's all good. Okay.
he need to shut the fuck up. Like,
Man,
that's what
yeah.
he needs to do.
What did he
I
say?
think Debo needs to as well.
He was just talking shit about the Niners losing to the Ravens and about Brock Purdy. It's like, hey, bro, they beat you
But
42 to whatever. Shut up. Just shut up. Like, even if you feel that way, just shut up. You got to do it
got a
on the
question.
field.
I got a question. Did he say it in the manner of next time we know what to do to get his ass?
No, bro,
No.
the three of
No,
us have been
no.
on teams that we couldn't talk till we beat them.
Right?
He's talking without beating them.
But
Period. That's it.
was he
Gronk had a good quote on that. What do you say? Winners talk about winning, losers talk about winners.
Essentially.
Yeah,
Essentially.
that was kind of clean. That was kind of clean.
But it was his tweet that started it. When he said, what do you say? Down three scores, these some game changing type play. Something he was talking about their play selection when they were down to three scores. But we're going out of turn. Just want to make no doubt.
We good.
That's fine for him to feel that way, but like, get your homie to tweet that. Like, you can't tweet about, that.
And not to change the subject, but that was my thing about what was said about the Morant family early in the season. It's like, everybody has this social media giving everybody this voice, and people just say stupid shit out of turn. I feel like. And that I think on Undisputed this morning, they would like, you don't talk about other teams, especially teams you lost, other players. You could talk about kind of in a roundabout way, but he was kind of too specific. You don't talk about other players. That's what Keyshawn said. Keyshawn and Michael Irvin said that.
Question.
And I can see that. Especially when you haven't beaten those players. You haven't won. You just got to shut up and take it.
No. Like, No. Let me correct myself. I understand what y'all are saying. I think this is a generation thing.
Yeah.
Is that right or wrong? Mm-hmm. Right. It's right or wrong to us, but to them it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what y'all are saying, but they got a different compass. So like, this is just Twitch talking.
So AAU. That's where
it's like the youth. Like, I don't think this is like.
But that's where
as fucking the system. I think he's being himself, and it's like, oh, y'all don't do this.
No. I get it, but that's where as an educator, it's like I see the same shit in my classroom where it's like, yo, growing up, you don't talk unless you can back it up.
Question.
And if you can't back it up.
Is this that egregious?
If you can't back it up, though, someone needs to step in and be like, hey, you should stop talking. And I feel like that's kind of what the youth are missing. They're like, oh, you're so great and talented. We can't tell you, like, hey, Micah Parsons, great. You are great and talented. That's no denying it. But you had a chance to stop shit on the field, and you didn't.
Right.
And so because you didn't, you can't talk anymore. Like, you can't talk about that team right now. You can't talk about the Niners. The Ravens beat the Niners. That is great for the Ravens. But for the Cowboys, you can't say shit.
You still
might. I don't understand why that is such a hard concept for people to follow. Like, no. And I'm a Cowboys fan. Like, what are we talking about? We had our chance to go up against them. We lost.
It's only because they lost. I'm asking, is the issue only because they lost?
Not only because they lost. They got
they
lost. They got the
beat down. They didn't lose on the final second field goal. Like, the game was over. Like, I would say watching that game by halftime, I was like, this shit's over. I could go do something else with the rest of my time. Like, yeah, and they're not coming back. So, like, when people can tune out at halftime, you're quiet. You can't jump in when another team beats them down that way. You can't.
I'm trying to find what he said.
Did he say something egregious? They gonna beat y'all back? I mean, it wasn't super egregious. It was just he commented on it, the game, and it was kind of out of place. I mean, just out of time.
Wait, so he said down 21, and there's no shots or development throws. Should tell you all you need to know. He's talking about Brock. He's not talking about the team. He's talking about the quarterback.
Hey, bro.
Well, that's the thing.
Black was down 21. Hey, bro. Stop. No. Be quiet.
And that's what they were saying. You don't talk about other players.
Mm-mm. You just be quiet.
Dak was
down 21 to the Niners. To the Niners. I mean, so if D-Boy came back after that game, it was like, down 21. What's Dak going to do? Wait a minute.
I don't see the issue.
Hold up. Three out of four of us have played in the Howard League where we had a mountaintop to climb.
Alphonse. I get you. I understand it. Yes, I agree. But these are professional. Like, this is wrestling. It's entertainment. No, it's the highest level of it.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because to us, that was our highest level. To us, that was the highest level to us. In that moment, I agree. That's what we aspired to be.
I agree.
In our moment, we would not have taken anybody on our team being like, oh, that team lost to another team. We didn't beat them. And the moment somebody said that to, we'd be like, hey, chill out. No. We didn't beat
them.
We can't talk shit.
Yeah, like that's Alpha, that's what I'm saying. Really, real honest, same level. That's like saying we lost to the out team 35-3 or 6. We never talk transfer at all after that.
No. Here's what they're saying. It's we can't talk trash about the team that beat the out team too much. We can't be too loud because they beat us 35-3. So at the end of the day,
we can't lose to that team, man.
I mean, exactly. We can only say so much. We can only say the shit that we can only call toast because we toasted him, not because we lost to them by one and then some other team beat them by 10. That's about, that we nah.
It's a sport though. Mm-mm. It's a sport though. Like it's not really that serious in life. Like it's not like I will go to gas. It's not that serious. It's not that they're playing a game. It's not that serious.
No. And I'm not disputing that, but what I'm saying is when it is that serious for folks,
it's serious.
When it was that serious, now it's not that serious to us. But there was a time.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I get that. That's my opening statement. Generational. That's what I'm saying. It's generational. We old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were young, that was not cool.
Exactly. We're older generation. Was that the same generation?
Nah, because it was the players that gave him flack too. It wasn't just, you know, the fans.
Yeah.
That's the only drawback about
a player
that's having an active podcast. Like you can't really comment as a podcaster and still be a player. Right? Because it's kind of, you know, you talking stuff. Wow.
You're
still playing the games.
Nobody all the quarterbacks getting radio shows every week. He just taking it from.
I know that's one. I mean, I'm not mad at him, but I'm saying that's the only drawback.
Yeah, the active quarterbacks have weekly podcasts, right? Radio shows.
Radio shows, yeah.
All of the quarterbacks have those that Monday morning or Tuesday when they recap the game, they have a weekly call. They have it.
But right? they're not necessarily talking about other team games, though.
Oh, look, I get what y'all saying. It's just the next generation's version of it. That's all. And we can't compare when we were young. We didn't have the same tools. Bro, if Terrell Owens could do a podcast.
Bro, but you're looking above us.
I'm stopping right here. So what we're saying is no NFL player from our time that would have had a podcast and talk shit about other players when lose a draw. If we're saying that 100%, cool.
No. What I'm saying is I am not going to be like, Micah Parsons, you should have been saying that because I know given the same parameters and the same equal level. So, no, we have three of the four of us in here played in the Howard League, right? We've all been at a team where we had to conquer that team. Before we conquered that team, we was not talking shit about that team had they lost to anybody else. Period. That's what I'm saying.
Also,
Micah, you ain't beat the Niners in 3 years, 2 to 3 years. You ain't beat them. You can't talk shit about them when they lost to the Ravens because you ain't beat them.
Read it one more time. I'm going to read it one more time. Read it one more time. Down 21 and there are no shots or developmental throws. Should tell you all you need to know. What if he was sending that to his coaches? What if the audience in that was his coaches? I'm only asking the question.
If the audience was your coaches, why do we need to know? We need
you don't say it on your podcast.
Thank you.
That's where you get, but what, no, what if that's how you get their attention? Because you're saying it.
If you have to get your coach's attention through a podcast, then your season's done already. And I say that as a Cowboys fan,
bro.
If you got to talk to your coaches through your podcast, the shit is done. Period.
They just benched Wilson. So why are we talking about ground rules?
Their shit is done.
Is there a reason?
That shit is stupid. I would have been like, oh yeah, they probably could have fixed some shit and get to the playoffs, but that shit is done.
What's the biggest thing about it though? You stirring the pot for what? Why stir the pot?
Jamar Chase is gonna say that.
Giving them bulletin for me today.
That's my next statement. I was gonna ask about that. I was like, is it just because they lost? Because Jamar Chase is head going somebody, the Chiefs, for no reason, and asked him and hopefully did it. Like he just said, your safety ain't shit. Ain't no more quarterback. Y'all ain't nothing. And he got the backup quarterback playing, right? Because his man is done, right? So what? I mean, are we upset with Jamar Chase?
No, because you know what Jamar Chase got? the backing of the fucking organization on that quarterback. There's no doubt when Joe Burrow gets healthy, everybody knows that Joe Burrow is the dude. The problem in Denver is no one wants, well, I wouldn't say no one.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
The coach don't want Russell Wilson to cook.
That's not my comparison. I want to talk about Russell, my bad. I'm talking about Jamar Chase saying something as it relates to Michael Parsons saying something. They both put no boom to board stuff. I'm asking, what's the difference?
Jamar Chase has been to an AFC championship game. Micah Parsons has not been to an NFC championship game. So we can start there. We can go to the Super Bowl. We can go to Jamar Chase has been on the highest of highest, and Micah Parsons as a Dallas Cowboy has not been there. So we can just start there, period.
Yeah, that's a team perspective, of
huh? Who each of them are talking about their team, no? No, he's even trying to big up their team.
If I'm Michael Parsons, the most dominant lineman in the league, I'm not
one of
shit.
One of them. He's not
my okay. One of them. I'm a sideline guy. I'm just top five. I don't know his number, but he ain't bottom tier. He's a top tier lineman, and he said, "Look, we could beat these niggas." That's all I read. He's like, "Yo, we could beat these niggas." That's all I read.
And you know what? Wrong, with that, a top five lineman that hasn't shown up in big games.
Say that shit in the locker room. Because when you say it out in the public,
where they lost games,
motherfuckers is like Lou will say shit like that and be completely fucking correct.
But there is one guarantee, right? Like, he has to play lights out. If he doesn't, he's a chump.
It's like, why are you even talking?
I mean, what's the downfall? If he talks and he has to back it up. You want to play,
but Dallas not losing because of him though. Dallas is losing because of the offense, and you know that's part of it. He can't really talk about other teams' offense when his offense kind of stinking it up some in big games. They played really well last week, but I don't think it's a difference. I think it's the same. I think Jamar Chase said it. What after the game they asked him questions, he was talking. I don't think it's a big difference. I think we're trying to make it the big difference, big deal. It's not really, you know, people, even back in the day, they would have talked the same type of mess about each other, even if they lost or whatever. It's just part of it, man. It's part of entertainment, like you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's part of the entertainment. And no, it just makes for a good thing, but.
We just spent 30 minutes on it, baby. Cha-ching! What you talking about, Cat Daddy? He's doing his job, baby. It's being content.
Oh, Cam?
No. What we just talked about 30 minutes. No, I'm saying that's what it does. It's that generational shift, and we talk about it, we chew it up, and we put our moral code in it, but, you know. Like, I wouldn't do it, no.
But he did say it in his podcast.
I definitely met folks that's done it. Like Olu does it on the court. Olu does it during the game. He talks about the DB during the game. Like, he does all that during the game.
That's different.
He talks to folks on the sideline. Like, you mean some that's shit, different. You some shit. Y'all both some shit. He's like, you can come out here and get some because you some shit. Like, he does his live.
I think that's different. That's a completely different story we talk about then.
I'm just saying. I don't plan to talk. They don't wait till next week. They wait till.
Yeah, man, you talk about winning. Talk about winning time. Like, when you talk about on the playground, you talking shit. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm better than your man. It's like, that's a one-on-one battle. Like,
I'm only talking about
talking the highest of high.
I'm only talking about people who do it. Because Olu would do it down 28, up 28.
No, half-time. No, not down. I don't know. Down, I was talking. I don't know.
Olu, you
not down.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Hey, so here's what I'll give you. Olu would talk down 28. But Olu's down 28 talk would never be my team is better than your team. His down 28 talk would be, you motherfuckers ain't coming over here with that shit.
He ain't did it on me. Okay, that makes sense. I remember that.
That's not fair. That's not what Michael was saying. He wasn't saying my team's better than yours. That's not fair. That's no way it didn't include it. He just observed somebody else playing and said it should be as simple as that.
Olu, but you know what? Exactly, I think all this started. And this is where Cam comes in. When Cam calls certain quarterbacks game managers, and it was taken the wrong way by a lot of people. I think that led to Micah's saying. So Micah's kind of piggybacking off of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Which,
this is that generation.
Cam was right, though.
Cam exactly absolutely right. Was right. He wasn't wrong about anything. I don't think so. And the way he was saying it.
I agree.
Here's where the Cam, here's the nuance of Cam and why Micah Parsons is even in this to begin with. Because if Cam doesn't put Dak in there, Micah Parsons doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything.
Okay. Anybody argue that?
But,
okay, that's cool.
But Dak isn't what Cam was intending. Because without Dak, the Cowboys don't win. Without Brock, the Niners still can win.
That's what he's saying.
No, he was including Dak and Brock in the same thing. Like they're both game managers.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I would say that's what Michael was saying.
I think
Michael was saying that though. That was what Michael was saying. Sorry. That's exactly
I think
the proof is in the pudding. The Cowboys don't win if Dak doesn't fucking do what he needs to do. I don't give a fuck who they got
When it comes to Brock Purdy, though, when have the 49ers won without Brock Purdy?
When have they won without Brock Purdy?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's an intersection. Hold on. Before we go further, you're kind of arguing two slightly different things. So, Olu just is saying that the Niners won't win without Brock, right?
I think it's the same. Yeah, I don't think you could.
I'm saying that the Cowboys have won in spite of that.
That's not what he said.
I'm asking.
No, I'm saying that the Cowboys can't win without Dak. Here's what I'll say about Brock and the Niners. We've never seen them have to prepare without Brock. Every time they've lost Brock, it's been in the middle of a game. It's been in a situation.
Fair enough, yeah.
So we've never seen if fucking Shanahan and the team can prepare without Brock, right? We've never seen that. But we've seen the team have Brock and not have everyone else and try to prepare for that. And so that's why I'm like, Purdy's not that guy, because they've had times where they'd be like, all right, we got Purdy. We don't have Debo. We CMC is limited. Fucking Trent is hurt. We've seen that, and let's pull up a game plan and have that. We've never seen a game plan where we have all those other folks. Actually, we have. They've played with Jimmy G, and they were fucking in the Super Bowl. So, like, for me, it's like we've seen them without Purdy when they've had time to develop and, like, hey, this is our game plan. We've seen that.
But we can't say without with that. But we can't be definitive and say they can't win. They can win without Brock Purdy at this juncture.
You saying it's too soon to make them follow?
We haven't had a chance.
They can win without.
I don't think like he's saying we haven't had a chance to see that. So I wouldn't say they'll win. They'll be as good as they are without Brock Purdy, because I think Brock Purdy is actually a good quarterback, me personally. So I'm not. I think he's as important to the Niners as Dak is to the Cowboys.
Is that okay?
I disagree.
Like from a quarterback standpoint, like having a quarterback. Like I'm trying to be funny, but like
yeah,
like,
from a quarterback standpoint.
I mean, like, but like having a good guy, like a good guy, not a superstar, but you think he's good, like he's a good solid Kirk Cousins that performs.
He's
type
a
quarterback.
He's a game manager. Yeah. Okay. He's not a game changer. I don't think they're game changers. They're game managers. They do what they're supposed to do in the game in order for their team to win.
I can see that.
And in that sense, I think they both, that's their importance to their teams. So I don't think Dak does it. But what quarterbacks we would say are game changers? Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, and Burrow sometimes. I put Burrow in there that Super Bowl year, because he won in spite. They won in spite of that offensive line, and Joe Burrow made some hell of five plays with a fucked up line that Super Bowl year.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, kind of, you know, sometimes maybe we can say they're game changers, but definitely Lamar and Pat. But Pat this year is kind of. They leaving him out to dry. Like, Lamar got left out to dry 2 years ago, like in that Tennessee game with all those drop passes. So, I mean, you know, flavor of the week, I guess.
Brother Steve?
I just think Dallas' backup is just not as good. Brock Purdy's technically the backup, to Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And he came in and played. So I just think Dallas' backup is just not as good, because I think if you had a decent backup, I think Dallas could still win.
Did Garoppolo play for the Raiders?
Who?
Raiders? Did you ever play for the Raiders?
Last year, yeah.
Okay, that's Garoppolo. That was confused. I was wondering who's the Raiders quarterback. Oh, it's Derek Carr. Okay, all right, my bad.
No, Garoppolo this year was the Raiders quarterback. My bad.
Wait, who's who? Who's
Derek the backup at? Derek Carr's in New Orleans.
So who's backing up Niners?
So they made Brock Purdy the starter and let Garoppolo go.
No, I'm saying who's the backup?
Because he was just good enough to do that. Huh? Now it's, what's my guy? Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
He played last game.
Didn't he play pretty well last game?
Yeah, when Brock Purdy threw out an interception, they put him in there.
Oh, yeah.
No. He wasn't hurt.
the way he was going, he looked like he got hit. He didn't want to get hit again. That's what it looked like to me.
Who's Sam Darnold?
No, Brock looked like he got hit.
No, Purdy.
And he didn't want to throw it. Like, all the last two, it was like somebody was coming in. Like, he could hear him.
He was seeing ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got hit. Like, he was like, fuck this. These niggas is hard. Like, they were like really, like, they were really trying to kill it. Like, that's why I'm like, not upset to Michael, because, like, the line looked like they was hungry. Like, they was like, yo, we're going to jump this nigga. And Michael's like, yo, this is jump this nigga. Like, this jump this nigga. Like, all that razzle-dazzle shit. I'm just talking hypothetical. Like, just jump this nigga. Like, that's how I read it. Like, yo, we could beat. Like, I thought he was talking to his team. It's kind of like, yo, it's not really that hard. Like, you hit him once. Because he looked like he was scared. Respectfully, you play NFL, I wouldn't do that shit. But it was one pick where he just, like, flicked it. And it went straight to Queen. I was like, well, that was like, you know, I'm sitting mad. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Like, oh, he got too close to me. So my young nigga just threw it. That's how I felt. So sideline guy.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, Fonz. So that was Ravens Niners. Oh, and we took in Michael. So we talked knocked out two. We got Ravens Niners knocked out. So he's MVP, I'm assuming.
Lamar's MVP.
Lamar's MVP. Who's second? Who's closest?
Purdy.
Who?
Purdy?
McCaffrey.
Purdy overseas. McCaffrey?
I'm just fucking right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right, CMC so, is here.
So who's third? We got two, so is it race of two or race of three?
Who's
that saying? Not Tua. Tua. I put Tua because the Cowboys lost the last two games.
Did they win without Tyreek starting?
I put Tyreek up there. Tyreek.
That's the question. That's the like if they haven't won without him starting, then it's Tyreek.
I'll put Tyreek here,
it's Tua.
Did they win 2 weeks ago?
Let me look it up. I don't know. What's the team called? Miami Dolphins.
He didn't play in that game. He came back for the Cowboys game. I can't remember if they won or not.
Against who?
I don't remember who they played.
Because so
he got hurt in the Tennessee
game.
They
beat the Jets. It was
a Jets. They
beat the Jets. But they beat the Titans on the 11th. I wonder if that was the game. Let's see.
They beat the Titans?
They lost it. They lost it.
Yeah, they lost the Titans. That was the game he got hurt.
He got hurt that game. Oh. I guess it goes to him then. He went to Tyreek.
Tyreek.
Wait, what's the question?
Who's more important to Tyreek? And so I proposed to Olu. Did they win a game where he didn't start? They did, but it was against the Jets. So it was like, did you really? Respectfully.
Respectfully. Tua? No, or Tyreek?
Joe Flacco lighting up the Jets right now.
Wait, what is it? What is it? Wait.
Jets got good defense.
They ain't got a good defense.
The Jets are checked out.
They checked out. Oh, yeah.
The Jets are checked out.
So, yeah, they definitely checked out.
They ain't check out that
one. Lamar and CMC and then Tua and Tyreek can share for third place. We do it that way. Okay. That's the MVP race. Vons, you got Wilson, Cam Debo.
Wait, you said Wilson what?
Topics remaining that we didn't check off. Wilson or Cam and Debo?
Let's go to Wilson because, Cam and Debo is just a catfish on a telephone number. Where Debo
didn't talk too much.
Gave his number out too much. But
the
rough situation is far more
racist.
I mean, it's just a new era we're in. Like, Denver's gonna eat that dead
what?
Money, and that's just gonna be that. Racist. You know,
I think that's kind of fucked up to say it's racist. I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's
racist. That's racist.
What do you think it is?
I think
what's Matthew Stafford doing these
days? It's rooted in
is it racist play. Though?
I don't think it's racist in the fact that Russ ain't been playing that good. I mean, he had a couple of good games, but he ain't really been good this season. And not doing
so. Here's why I think it's racist. Because look, we can't the
business
act
like... aspect. I'll say that. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. But
it's all business. It's all...
I mean, it starts with the play on the field.
But here's why it's racist. If it was somebody white, they would be using the overall numbers to keep them in there as long as they wanted. Yo, we look at Russ's overall numbers. Sure, if you go game by game, play by play, sure, Russ hasn't played the best. All right, I give you that. But fam, if you look at his numbers compared to last year, what else did you want him to do? The defense ain't been top notch. The defense ain't been how it was last year, where like legitimately you could argue, hey, Russ, if you and the offense give us 21 points, we are fucking like 13-4. That ain't been the case this year. The defense gave up 70 points to the Dolphins. Russ ain't got shit to do with that. And for me, this it's fucked up because this cap hit was here before you signed on, Sean Payton. Before the owners bought the team, this cap hit was here. So none of you can say we didn't know this was coming, because all of you knew this was coming. Russ was already here before all of you came into play. So if this was your plan coming into the year, then that's your plan. But Russ was playing well, and then you go to him after his 3-touchdown game, and like, hey, we want you to sit down. Guys, you have no one in your field to be like, hey, guys. He didn't just throw 2 picks. He didn't struggle to move the ball. He had 3 touchdowns against the Chiefs. Maybe we shouldn't ask him this week. Maybe we should just hold off. Maybe just a week. Nah, we will go to him this way and tell him, you got to sit down. What?
Let me get this straight.
Hold when on Russ time. Has been they, told, they, hey, Tom Payton is the guy that's going to make you down. Better.
They asked him to waive the injury clause on his contract, not sit down. They sent him down because he said he wouldn't waive it.
When have we ever been in favor of a player waiving the clause for them to get guaranteed money? Name the situation, any sport, where we're like, hey, you should waive that clause.
That was a stupid clause in the first place. I don't know why they gave him that clause, but that's the reason that they're sitting him down, because he don't want to change that clause. And he's probably going to get, you know, traded or released or something because of that. But I don't think that was done. I think even with the new team, the new ownership and all of that, yeah, they had in their mind, hey, maybe we can get Russ to overlook and change his contract. And they just couldn't. And so they got to the point now, like, okay, we're not going to the playoffs. Why even risk him being out there, and we have to pay him, and he's not playing to, you know, just be paying him? That doesn't make any sense. So let's just sit him down and pay him without him getting hurt and have to guarantee a whole bunch of money and do it like that. So, I, you know, business-wise, it's not like a good business deal. Plus, y'all don't think Sean Payton like him. So,
like but that,
that's just you business, know. Man.
You know, it is what it is. I'm going to let you go first next, if you don't mind. Go ahead, Brother Dynamite.
No, I was just saying, he can't run his offense. Of course, for me, it's all going to come back to football. He can't run Sean Payton's offense. I'm like, get him out of here. I can't do nothing with him. So, what the fuck? We have to figure out how we going to get another quarterback next year that can do the shit that I need to do. Figure it out somehow, some way, and let's get there. And Russ playing hardball. I mean, I'm not mad at what Russ is doing. I ain't mad at what the Broncos doing either. At the end of the day, it's all business.
To the season.
Like, that was something you said earlier, they playing the game. I mean, this day livelihood, obviously we know that it's professionally, it's business at the end of the day, regardless. That's shit. That's like 60% of the pie for real. Like, over just the actual playing of the game. So, you know, that's my take.
How did Russ leave Seattle?
They ain't want the nigga.
So what they do to him? Yeah. So I go to another team. I know the game. My wife hip to the entertainment game. I'm learning more about the entertainment game. I know if I join this team, they can cut me or whatever, no matter how well I play. So I'm going to put this crazy-ass incentive in a game where I know I can get injured. That look, you ain't going to cut me because of me. So I'll put this clause in. It might sound funny to y'all. Not y'all on the phone. I'm talking about when you're talking to the people that you're dealing with. That, yeah, sure, injury clause, whatever, nigga. $37 million hook. I put a bet on myself. So it's time for me to cash out. Y'all saying, now we ain't going to pay you? That's some fucked up shit. But again, contracts only good as the people that's going to adhere to them. So that's why I say, change the value system.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. People got to adhere to the contracts that they sign. So, again, I'm not mad at Russ. I mean, Sean Payton's a dick in my book. And the also, further we...
Okay, go ahead.
Expound on that a little bit. Payton.
You said what?
Say expound on that a little bit, Sean Payton.
So the further we get away from 2011, which if we go back and look, we can argue like that wasn't really him winning that. That was more so the spirit of the city. And if we want to get real, that's motherfucking Peyton Manning throwing his home fucking his home area a bone. If we want to argue that, that's Peyton Manning throwing his home area a bone, throwing them the pick six to win the game at the end. That's not Sean Payton. That's not Drew Brees. That's not none of that shit. But they get a lot of fucking leeway for them being like, we brought a fucking title back to New Orleans, yada, yada, yada. And Drew Brees, cool, you can't lift your fucking right arm above your fucking shoulder. So I get it. You ran your football career all the way the fuck out. But Sean Payton, come on now. Hey, bro, you out here talking like you a fucking genius. And y'all motherfuckers won one title in, what, the 10-plus years you were down there? And we could argue that one title was Peyton Manning being like, I'm going to throw my home area a bone. I'm down there from Louisiana. I'm down there from that shit. I already got my ring. Yeah, I'm going to throw y'all motherfuckers a bone. Here you go. Here's a pick six in the game. And he eating a lot off of that.
I only got something to add.
I have no retort. I just wanted to know why he thought he was a dick.
No.
Fuck Sean Payton. I don't care about him.
That was a CIA operation.
You know.
And it kept the black man down by getting Jim Carver to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Just my, you know what I'm saying? Sound like that.
Yeah, Jim Caldwell
won that, didn't he? No, that's who he lost to. Caldwell was coaching Peyton.
Oh, that. But, I mean, that's Lovey won. So Lovey won that one.
No.
Who was coaching the Bears?
Wait, we talking about the Colts versus
the Saints? About the Saints versus the Colts.
Yeah, that pick six.
Oh, yeah.
Caldwell was the
coach. Yeah. All right, Black.
Tony Dungy was the coach against the Bears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
See how you operate.
So, I don't know.
That was after Katrina, right?
Yeah, that was the Katrina Super Bowl.
Thank you for confirming. All right, that's off the board. Oh, wait, where should you go?
Cool.
That's
you
when
your head.
When come,
nah.
First of all, we say where he should go. Where does Russ want to go? Because I don't think Russ wants to go anywhere where he has to be a backup. We have to prove. I don't think he's going to do the Joe Flacco route. He won't do that. I don't think so.
He should have.
He got a choice.
Damn. Yeah.
So the places he should go.
I mean, I'm probably being traded. He has no trade clause.
Atlanta, DC.
See, the thing is, it's going to have to be after the draft.
Yeah, it's after the draft, for sure.
It's after the draft.
But then even with that, those teams are going to go after a quarterback. And if they do, if they bring in Russ, and at some point they're going to be like, okay, Russ, we're going to go with the young guy. Because the team sucks and they're not winning.
Well, I don't think they draft and then get him. I thought you meant the teams draft those who missed out on drafting the quarterback, then try to get him. That's what I was coming from. Not a team that drafted the quarterback and going to sign him too. Just those that missed out on the draft.
I don't think it's Atlanta. Atlanta's not in position to get a quarterback.
That was about to hit dead money. So Russ will literally be a free agent because Denver's going to eat that dead money.
He's getting cut. Nobody's going to trade him for anything significant.
No.
But that's why I said Atlanta, because once he's cut, he can go anywhere.
But what team would he want to go to where he'll have a real chance at winning?
Eric Bieniemy, coach of the Redskins.
Atlanta has everything he needs.
I would say Atlanta. Atlanta makes the most sense now that you say it, because they have a running game, they have receivers.
They're not winning, bro. They're not ready to win though.
Because they should have had Lamar Jackson in there already, but they're stupid. That's why they're not ready to win. And everybody's like, oh, Lamar Jackson wasn't in Baltimore. Baltimore was willing to take.
Wait a minute.
If someone put a poison pill contract in there, they were willing to fucking have to fight that. And no one did.
I think Baltimore knew nobody was going to do that. So I don't think they were
ever of collusion, but we can't sit here and talk about collusion. So we have to say, oh, no,
they knew that's they nigga. Yeah. Leave my nigga.
First of all, if the GM of the Atlanta Falcons tried to tell any of us with a straight face that he thought Desmond Ridder and fucking Taylor Heineke with Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Cordell Patterson, Calvin Ridley, all those motherfuckers were going to be better with Desmond Ridder than Lamar Jackson. This is why the NFL gets over, because no one has the time to go and hold them to the collusion thing. But we then sit back and look at the Falcons and be like, hey, Arthur Smith should be fired. Why? Because he doesn't call the right plays. Why doesn't he call the right plays? Because he have all these players. You know what will make Arthur John Smith a lot easier? Hey, you have Lamar Jackson. But no, we don't want Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that's why you should get fired. That's what the conversation should be, period. All you motherfuckers who was like, oh, we don't want to engage in conversations about why. Why would you not make one of the other 30 teams in your league who you're trying to compete against for a title be hamstrung? Either you're going to take Lamar Jackson back with this fucking absorbent contract, or he's going to come to us and we're going to pay him and we got the shit together. No, there's no logic behind it. It is for Atlanta, a black city with a black ass quarterback, with a black-ass team that has already had a black-ass infrastructure that's just waiting for another black-ass quarterback to come in and do what they do. And as we've seen on TV for the past 2 weeks, Lamar just does what he does. There's literally no, he's back there. He's running a fucking – they're running a trips. They're doing ins and out. No, that nigga's like, you can't tackle me, you four motherfuckers. You can't tackle me. And when you four can't tackle me, the seven motherfuckers you got back there, they can't do shit with the five motherfuckers I got running. Period.
What did Eddie say on Superfly? Got this dream, getting out the game. Get that shit out your head right now. Too black. You just said too many blacks. Too strong and too proud. Like, that's my nigga. Y'all know that's my nigga. I'm not letting them go. Don't fuck this up for everybody. Like, hello? You see they got Dan Snyder up out of there. Like, that's not the one going nowhere till he was about to fuck up the way things are done. Like, let's be real here. Like, we know this is the case. Like, we keep trying to fight it. Like, unless we about to burn this motherfucker down, we got to play the game by the rules, baby. And they make the rules as we go along. So, I'm like, come on.
Damn it, let me tell you my background. Hold on. Yeah. I got to beat the system. Come on, Luke.
Great. How are we going to change the system?
How are we going to change the system?
By breaking that motherfucker until we ready to break it.
We need to break it in all levels, in all ways. Like, and so
it's so easy to do it.
It's just not a sports thing. That shit is in every facet of our lives. This shit has got to be broken.
The easy way to break it is real simple. All you got to do is we always do.
Because brother Steve got on the FSU shirt. We didn't even get to the motherfucking college football playoff and malarkey. They were just pulling like.
We there right now. We there right now. Let's go.
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, like,
excuse me.
We really got you, though, right? Don't we have to?
I mean, this is just fucked up. Like, I don't got shit to say.
So they could do that, but Michael can't talk his shit? I'm just saying things are the same.
I mean, we talk about it. It's just, you know.
I know.
The wound is still fresh.
Can you tell us how you feel right now? Can you update on your feelings? We need an FSU update.
Well, you know, I understand it from all perspectives. It's just, you know, a lot of that stuff, you grow up and coaches tell you, you know, you do everything right, and follow the rules, that type of deal. It's just as an adult, you know, that's really crap. And so you're getting a feel of it live and in color right in front of your face where, yes, Florida State won every game, did everything that they were supposed to do. They should have been in the playoffs. But due to basically ESPN and Fox, to a lesser extent, wanted more ratings, wanted more teams that would probably bring better ratings in Alabama and Texas, decided that we're not going to put an undefeated Power 5 conference winner into the 14 playoff, really for money's sake. So it's disappointing on a lot of levels, but for capitalism, on the capitalist side, I understand how it works. It's all business. So it is what it is, man. Just did a disappointing. The team was really good, but you know, once quarterback went down, I think everybody kind of knew it was coming. We just didn't want to believe it.
So here's my question, right? DC doesn't really have the 1A, 5A type of setups, right? But you live in Texas now. You're from Arkansas, so you're kind of more familiar with the 1A schools. If 5A being the highest, where did Florida State drop upon losing their QB? Did they go from a 5A to a 3A? Did they go from a 5A to a 1A type of school?
I don't even think they dropped. I just think the style of them playing they became a defensive team, right? Yeah. So nobody wants to see that. Like when they won the conference championship, it was 16-6. Like if it was, you know, 1992, they would be fine. But you know, now we want to see points. We want to see things going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, but. So, you know, they got probably a first round draft pick on the defensive line. They got, you know, several draft picks in secondary on the defense. They got a couple of wide receivers that'll get drafted. But, like, it's a good team. Just not having a quarterback wasn't scoring any points. So, nobody really wanted to see that, right? So, yeah, they were going to struggle on offense. I think they're like whoever.
In the analogy, they're still a 5A team they didn't drop below. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the style would have been different. Nobody wanted to see a defensive struggle out there. So, yeah, but now they, I mean, the category of play wasn't, you know, that much different. It was just they're not going to score as many points. It's going to look ugly.
Okay. All right. That was something I had on my mind. Like, did they drop a level or are they still at the same level with that? Okay. All right, well, we in the CFP playoff. We got a couple of days before we go out. Let's make our predictions. Who we got winning the semifinals? As a Michigan fan, I quite honestly wish Florida State would have made it because I don't feel confident about Michigan beating Alabama. Like, It's one of those. Michigan plays a very specific style of football, and if you are not ready for it, then it can pose a problem. But Alabama, they wear hard hats to practice. That's what they do. Like, they are okay with, like, oh, you want to run the ball? That, oh, you just want us to hit? We want to hit. That's what you're telling us we get to do for 3 hours. We get to hit each other. We get to hit Charlie. Yeah. So I feel like for Michigan and how they play and how they run and they don't throw a lot of passes, they're not slinging it all around the field. We just watched Alabama like beat the shit out of Georgia doing that. And so now I'm like, oh, like it wouldn't shock me if Michigan loses the first game of the college football playoff. That would be shocked because it just seems like a bad matchup for them. And worst of all, Michigan knows it's a bad matchup. Look at when the names was called and how Michigan was just kind of like, oh, okay, all right, cool, yeah. Because they know, like, shit, damn, we gotta fucking hit these motherfuckers for 60 minutes. And after we hit them, they're not gonna coil. Their quarterback is not gonna coil and be like, ah, you hit me. That quarterback's like, ah, yeah, yeah, thanks. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. I tasted my blood, guys. Thanks. I'm ready to go. I've been benched early in the season, so you smacking me in my mouth on the second play of the game ain't gonna do shit. Whereas, like, Michigan played a bunch of teams where, like, you smack them in the mouth by the third play of the game. They're like, we're out. I want to go. I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. Like, I just was out here doing 7-on-7. So, yeah, I don't want to say Alabama, but, like, it looks like and Jalen Milroe got the chip of, like, Bill O'Brien telling me you shouldn't play quarterback at Alabama. And it's like, Alabama's just literally writing their Disney script right now.
I go Bama too, but I don't. This way the time off kind of gets me because they were just so hot, they were rolling. I don't think it's going to affect them too much, but it's going to affect them a little bit. But I still got Bama beating Michigan for all those reasons that you said. I hate that time off because I'll be.
So they really only got beat for a half. So that first half might be a little choppy. If it's just a half they got to win, you think they got a better shot? Huh? Well, I hope David. I hope is a Jalen Monroe. What's his name? No, Mil. What's the quarterback's name?
Who, Milro?
Milroe. Yeah, I just hope he
I'm
didn't.
again.
Yeah, that's on my only hesitation. I'm not mad he said it. I'm just kind of like.
But it wasn't a knock against him, it was a knock against Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I know. He's just still out of bounds.
Yeah, I think I don't think Michigan's gonna be able to beat up Alabama. So they're gonna get to a point where they need to score, and they just can't. And what they say, roll tide. They're gonna go on and I don't think it's gonna be a blowout, but I think it's gonna get kind of distant at the end of it, probably two or three scores. Maybe not two, three touchdowns, but two or three scores
What happens
at the
to
end.
Harbaugh?
He just signed a new
Nothing.
contract.
Yeah, he just signed an extension.
10 years, then wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what happens with Belichick. If Belichick doesn't go to San Diego, Harbaugh's going to San Diego. He literally played there.
Oh,
He's going to San Diego. If Belichick doesn't scoop that job up, Harbaugh is there.
not because because when he signed that contract, they had some clause in there that he couldn't do that,
Yeah, I
or
saw that.
he wouldn't get his payout, buyout,
That was
whatever.
before the
So I
Heat
don't think
get
going to pros.
sanctions. He's about to get
No, they do
sanctions, I
that.
think.
No, like he just signed the extension. They just did it recently. Yeah.
What did you say, Lou?
I said it was like a couple of days ago that he
Yeah, it's
signed.
recent.
Oh, okay, I got a check on that, but
Yeah, that might have been
good
like
chance.
Christmas Day or something that news came out the day after. Like, I really just saw that. That's the, it, it was a clause, but I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I just paid attention to that 10-year and that it was a clause.
They, you know, they did it before the early signing day so they can make sure they keep all the little kids that they were recruiting.
Yeah,
so,
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The date I got is November 11th.
Yeah.
It was signed November 11th?
Yeah, they don't change nothing.
What's November
11th? After that.
No, right, that's the sanctions. They already had the sanctions and everything. Yeah. That's coming. They know that's coming.
Sanctions came out.
They know that they probably gonna have to forfeit a bowl or whatever. Maybe.
Belichick says he's staying with the Patriots. I definitely foresee Harbaugh going to the Chargers. That's the closest he got to get into the Super Bowl as a player, right? The fucking San Diego team that lost against the Colts. No, who was it against? The Hail Mary at the end of the game. Him and Natron Means. So I could easily see him going back to San Diego.
Jim Harbaugh.
He's had a lot of opportunities. He could have been to the Bears, Colts. He could have went to, what was the other team?
I think he wants to stay in Michigan for real.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay. Well, who knows?
I'm just saying, all them teams got, only one of them teams got a quarterback. All them one of them teams had a quarterback when they wanted to sign him. The Bears ain't had a quarterback ever.
Jim, you know, Jim Harbaugh don't need a quarterback. He's going to run the ball. I.e. why Michigan's going to get beat by Bama, because he's going to run the ball.
I don't see, right, see, to that's them the
cornbread bros.
That's the fallacy that he fell into, because when he did the best at Stanford, didn't he have Andrew Luck?
Yeah, Andrew Luck wasn't throwing the ball. He wasn't throwing it to nobody.
No. When he had the best teams at Stanford, Andrew Luck was his quarterback, no?
Yeah.
So it don't matter who Andrew Luck was throwing to, it's a lot easier to run that ball control offense. When you decide to throw a pass, you got one of the fucking greatest passers coming out of college that we've ever seen. So, like, I, as a watcher of Michigan football, yeah, we would love to have Andrew Luck back there running the offense that he has. But J.J. McCarthy don't run this shit like Andrew Luck run it. And eventually he's going to have to be like, I probably should get a great QB to do this. And the easiest way to do that is to go to the league to get that, to make that happen. And San Diego has what? Justin Herbert, who, by all accounts, Brandon Staley is fucking mismanaged and fucked over as a QB.
I got a question.
That's what it was. It's a no NFL clause in that contract.
Hmm.
Anyway, my bad.
Hey, what contract? The one with Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Michigan.
Is it a no? No, you won't get this money. Or no, you can't leave at all. Like, he can leave though. He's gonna get the money, right?
Yeah, he could leave. Yeah.
So that's my question. What if they know they got sanctions coming? So he got to go. They reset your market value at this certain price, wherefore you can't leave NFL and get the money, because it wasn't about that. It's just to set your price, so when you do go to NFL, they gotta meet what we was gonna pay you at Michigan. Just ask. These all white people.
Yeah.
These and owners had no are paying them.
Box. So if his agent goes to be like, you get Harbaugh at this price, he'll be like, cool, we'll take it. Yeah. Seems simple enough.
What kind of sanctions are they facing?
Especially if you get smacked by Alabama. Like, I don't see how to go back. If you get smacked by Alabama, like, why are you going back? Like, the bully ain't leaving. Like, big boy, like, boss man ain't leaving. Like, boss man just made this last season happen. You might as well escape. Not a bully. You started college coach, did a good job, but you know, Nick Saban is just either Nadal or Federer right now, and I'm not sure who you are, or Djokovic rather. But you know what I'm saying? Might as well just.
No, you're right.
Get them charger checks.
But, We'll see. We'll see. The NBA season kind of officially started. You just had. Wait, what happened?
I was in my final game.
Oh.
After the my team,
Georgia.
Not Texas. Georgia and... Not Georgia. Texas and Washington.
Oh, Texas.
Oh, I mean, I think it's going to be Alabama and Washington in the title game.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, talk about Washington.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope it's...
Oh no, they about to do some things.
I think I'm with Washington, like all the way. Like I like Washington a lot, a lot.
I can see that.
I hope so. I mean,
if the running back right now, especially if his ankle, if it at least like 75-80%, if he better than he was in that Oregon game, and he was killing in that Oregon game. Was it Oregon? It was the Oregon game.
Yeah.
And the state game too. But yeah. If he's healthy, him and Pettis. And what's the receiver? Ozune?
He's a monster.
Something from the hometown.
I like Washington. I like Washington win the championship for real.
Steve?
I like Texas. The reason they put Texas in there.
See you sitting with the draw.
They want Texas to be back.
He's throwing up his wall.
No, I think that the front seven for their defense a little tougher than what Washington's faced.
But they used to,
so far this season. That might make a little difference. Penix get back there. Get a little nervous. So it's gonna be Texas and Bama again for no damn reason other than whatever.
If it's Texas and Bama, then Bama's gonna win. Saban don't let you fucking beat him twice. He's gonna throw some shit at you. And I don't see Texas being flexible enough to deal with it.
My whole thing with that is Milrow is the deal. So if he's not playing well, it's not going to matter. If he plays well, then they could beat him.
It's not going to matter.
The reason they lost is because he was stinking it up. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, we shall. The NBA has been a little bit spicy to start the season. I love the in-season tournament. It got us invested in the season before it actually got started. But Christmas is here, and, you know, people take start to take shape. For me, the West is just a clusterfuck. I don't know who the fuck's coming out of that. I just don't know. And for the East, it's literally the same three teams we've loaned for the past 3 to 5 years. Philly, Boston, Milwaukee. That's it. That's all in the East. And in the West, I want to say Denver's holding it down, but it's like, yo, OKC and Minnesota are like right there. Like, and Minnesota's a team that Denver said, hey, they gave us the most fight. But it's like, you said that, and then you lost Bruce Brown. While Minnesota got another year of their players playing together, like, I don't know, but the old adage of you can't just go from doing shit in the playoffs to winning a title would seemingly eliminate OKC and Minnesota. So it's going to be fun to watch as we come down through the rest of the end of the season.
Not going on out West. Not going on out West. It's just I guess it's my yearly tradition to a team that I don't think anybody going to see in the playoffs. Them flippers, as you like to call them, but as of lately with Kawhi being out these last couple of games. Of course, his health, but them jokers are scary. I think the Suns I think the Suns are still figuring out. They're really waiting for Brad because that's just how they set it up. If he can get, I mean, that last injury, that was such a fluke thing. That's a team that I don't think anybody wants to see. But Minnesota's scary because they're playing like how we thought they would play last year. And it's like, I think they're real. But then we can't forget about Sacramento either. Because I think Sacramento's a good team. OKC is young enough and brash enough to where it's like, I mean, I think they've bided their time, actually. I think they're ready. The Warriors are going to always be a factor just because if they get in a series that's favorable to them, like they ain't like how they beat Sacramento last year, but then the Lakers were just too big for them. Who else is out west? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Memphis, if like
I got some more of it.
They're just a completely different team. Ja just gives them a whole different dynamic, and it's like
I get it.
That shit, see like more of it. We got to see more of it. But in these four games since he's been back, just how different they look. Like everybody's playing better. Like because he's just such a catalyst for them. And it's just like you get your player back, and it's like that just adds, you know, an extra step to everybody on the team. Just like fuck, I got, you know what I'm saying, I guys here, like so. I think
right, Houston, let's make it happen. Yeah, I get you.
I think Houston can kind of sneak into the play in and at least make some teams work for what they have to do. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I mean, Denver's Denver.
You said the Kings,
but
said the Timberwolves. We talked about the Lakers, we talked about the Warriors.
How Aaron Gordon bounces back, or how this affects them. I want to see how they play without this Aaron Gordon.
A weird fucking story,
and it's still all
like was his dogs. Like, I don't,
yeah, all that didn't come out yet.
Like, fuck, was that a Christmas gift? Like, it's just so much craziness about that story in particular.
Pelicans, if they could get it together. I mean, I think the Pelicans are a good team, honestly.
Zion needs to get his shit together, period. That's just it. That's all.
Like, everybody get down on Zion, but he's played well this year.
Reach their full potential with him getting gassed in the second quarter of a fucking big, the second game of a back-to-back. And not even saying a back-to-back in certain, you playing Friday and then you playing Saturday. No, you play Friday and then you play Sunday. Or you play Thursday and you play Saturday. Hey, man, you got to get that. Bro, LeBron at 39 can't look like he has more energy than you. That just can't happen, period. And you're the face of the franchise.
Yeah, really like one bad game. That was that game against the Lakers. He didn't show up. Fair enough. But he's been playing his ass off this season.
Right. It's not that he hasn't been playing. It's that when you decided to not show up in that game, what that meant. After the summer, you came off where literally we didn't talk about it because we chose not to talk about that shit.
I think.
But we broached the topic of like, hey, should we talk about this motherfucker and this shit he got going on this summer? And we made the decision like, we're going to stay away from it because none of us know this motherfucker well enough to be talking about that shit. So you add that to the you not showing up for the big games because you got it. Hey, man. Hey, bro, you the face of it. You the Pelicans.
That shit get old, bro. Yeah.
It's a different spectrum of the same shit with Ja. Hey, bro, you the face of the franchise. You can't be running around here IG Live with guns. Hey, bro, you the face of the franchise. Hey, man, no one's going to tell you who to date and love, but keep that shit in your backyard, not
on the internet. That's, but there ain't nobody talking. That ain't nothing to talk about. Like, nobody's talking about Anthony Edwards shit even. It's like, that's
know why no one's talking about Anthony Edwards shit? Because Anthony Edwards is fucking bawling. Anthony Edwards took the leap that everybody said he should take. Or else, guess what? We would absolutely be talking about Anthony Edwards playing we would be talking about it. We're not talking about it because he took the leap and we're like, ah, that's just par for the course for a superstar.
Everybody wants Zion to be something.
And I mean, here's what I'll say. I saw something on Twitter today that was like, yo, Zion's just a country Bama. Like, he's from the middle of South Carolina. That's just what it is. Like, and when you look at it, like, all right, maybe that's just what he is. He's just country Bama who got a bunch of money and want to be a city slicker. It's like, nah, he's just a country Bama guy. This is what it is.
Man, I don't want to hop on. Then there's one more thing. I'll just say that I was forgetting. Dallas. I think if Dallas can get a third score, they could give people problems too. It's going to be tough for them to do it. But, I mean, they've been kind of up and down since Kyrie's been out. But people forget that Kyrie's been out. Like, they're not going to stop anybody, but they're going to put up some buckets. So it's like, Kyrie got to get back and get healthy. But, like, that's pretty much every team in the West except for, like, San Antonio and who else? And somebody that don't even really fucking matter. Well, I said something about Houston. I think Houston can get in the play-in. They can make some people sweat in the play-in. Oh, and Portland. Portland's not good. They're playing better as of late, but they still, like, they still a couple years away. They still got Steve Mann in the middle. Pause. Dominating. but in the East, and I think Boston is head and shoulders above everybody. Like, I said this when they got Porzingis. It was like he just gives them a completely different look, like in the games where they're just not all shooting threes. They can actually throw the ball down into somebody and he can get a bucket. And defensively, like, I seen it last year. Last year was like the first time I really looked at him when he played for the Wizards. Like, no, this nigga is really good, especially when he's healthy. Like, he's like, you see why he was like the unicorn in New York. Like, he is really good. He stays on the floor. And, like, the team is just complete. Like, and Derek White can keep playing like this. Like, I seen somebody say, like, he's not a superstar or star by any stretch of that imagination, but he's really good. He's a superstar in his role. Like, if he could keep giving you 16 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds a game, like, I think Boston is just that good. I don't like Milwaukee at all. I mean, they're good, but I just don't like Milwaukee. I'm just not a fan of the team, bro. But they're good.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I just don't like them. I'm not the biggest Giannis fan. I think Dre had played a part of a role in that. He was just hyping him up too much. I was like, because if Katie should have a side baller, I mean, it knocks him down a peg or two. It just knocked then they beat up on the Suns and the Suns were trash. I mean, just the Suns weren't going to beat them. So I haven't been that high on them since they kind of got on the scene as a good team. Philly's scary. Philly's like, because Embiid, he's playing. He's on a mission this year, like even more so than last year if he could stay healthy. If he was healthy last year, they might would have beat Boston. So, and Maxey's the deal, like for real. Like, and he plays angry. That's what I like about him. Like, he's like, when he's out there, he's like mad. Like, he wants to like rip your heart out your chest and just like stomp on the shit. So I really like Philly. The Wizards are trash.
Super trash. Super duper trash.
I just think who didn't really understand what it's like to be the man? He's too up and down. Like, 2 games ago, he went for 30. His best game as a Wizard. Then last night, he went 5 for 25. He's not like a number one. He's really like not a number two either. I think, not to make it about the Wizards, but I think Kuzma's good. I think I've liked Kuzma since he came in the league. I think he's like the real deal. he needs to get on a contender. He'll win another championship, I think. Like, I like Koulibaly. I think that was a good pick. I thought it was a good pick that night. Like, he's like a top 10 rookie, like, in all the stats. He's, yeah, but Orlando, they kind of swooned a little bit. But they the best defensive team in the league. Or I think they're top three. And they all play mad. Like, all them young, they, like, they play with a chip on their shoulder. And I think it's Cole Anthony got him playing like that. I think he's completely changed Jalen Suggs. This is not Jalen Suggs that we've seen in Gonzaga. Jalen Suggs is different this year. He's playing, he plays with a big chip on the shoulder, and I like it. Miami's gonna always be Miami. They're always gonna hang around and give somebody some problems. The Knicks, you can't get a good read on them. Like, some games, like when they beat Milwaukee on Christmas, like, they really look good, but 2 days before that, Milwaukee blew them off the floor. So it's like, what do y'all really want to be in New York? Then everybody else is kind of just ho-hum. Toronto, Brooklyn, Atlanta. The Bulls need to blow it. They need to
blow it up.
Let them
drop the bomb.
Lakers fans just want to give up peanuts and get like a superstar. And it's like, no.
It's not how this works, guys. It's not how this works.
I seen a trade like Levine for D'Angelo Russell, a first round pick that's like 10 years down the line. And like somebody else, like, what? Like, stop. We're not giving up Austin. If you're going to make a trade for any of these players, Austin Reed has to be in the package. Like, y'all have nothing else to give up. So it's just. Oh, one thing I do, and I do want to say something about the Lakers. The LeBron effect is real, and Cam Reddish is an example of that. Because everybody has given up on Cam Reddish. It's like he gets to with somebody that believes in him. And if it's LeBron James, it's like, yeah. So, I mean, he's had a couple of bad games recently, but we've just seen, we can see the potential that he has. If he gets like the burn,
Yeah.
I just been why I started watching because you know after Christmas, actually when basketball season really starts. So I hadn't been too focused on it. I was a little disappointed in LeBron. Kind of let me down on Christmas Day, but. I've really been shocked about the Rockets. I've saw them a couple of times, and I started looking at it. I was like, are they really running the offense through Dylan Brooks? What the hell is going on? And they win it. So I don't know. I guess it is kind of working. But, you know, it's early. I'm ready for Boston to go ahead and make that turn so they can go ahead and make – the finals and win it. I don't know who's coming out the West though. I want to see the Clippers. I want to see them come out the West, but I don't know. It's still a weird mix up over there, man. It still looks awkward. And then Golden State. When is Draymond coming back? Did they say when he's coming back?
6 to 8 games. I saw over the weekend. Still about, yeah, that thing that's going to say on Christmas. 6 to 8 games still.
I know he's still meeting with the psychiatrist and the NBA is checking in with him. So, yeah, I guess, you know, they're getting, you know, everybody else lined up. So they make that final little run. But I'm thinking it's getting towards the end for Golden State, though.
That's
just too much. Too much going on. Klay Thompson, like he suddenly became 40 years old, so
his defense starting to come on though.
Yeah, like I said,
need to see more.
He's not really starting after Christmas.
Dale Davis' son, that was something I wanted to. I forgot about Dale Davis' son is good, like really good. I want to see how that works when Draymond comes back. Yeah. Yeah. Kuminga's been playing well,
too. Yeah, they've been playing.
Yeah, so. He
stepped up. But I really like the Magic, though. I like the Magic. Not this year. But like the Kings and the Magic, a year or so, I think they'd be all right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I have for tonight, fellas. I'm not going to lie. I'm still on vacation mode, so I am reaching the end of my energy whip for this, guys. So I feel like we've talked about everything. Got both sets of football, college football playoff. We talked about the NFL. We talked about the NBA.
Ohtani's on.
Who?
We didn't touch on Ohtani.
Baseball.
Ohtani-san and the Dodgers.
That man's on that Bobby Bonilla, and people are hating, and I'm like, why? What are you hating on?
Fans of parody don't like it.
Fans of
people want parody.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's too much deferred money, yada yada. I'm like, what? What?
It's allowed them to stack the team.
How? Yeah, I'm with you. How old are these people? Are they above 55?
Yeah, they're older than us. Oh, our age are older.
I gotta be older, cause
yeah, shit is whack.
Yeah,
like, shit is whack. But hey,
I ain't tripping.
They liked it when there wasn't no Negroes playing too.
They still got play the games. That's the thing about baseball. Like you can stack the teams, and you still get out there and somebody get hot and
And they signed the top pitcher out of Japan.
Yamamoto. Was it Yamamoto?
Yeah.
And they probably gonna bring back Clayton Kershaw. And they got another pitcher this year, offseason too, a good pitcher. I can't remember his name. But yeah, they're loaded. Yeah. I mean, they're like super loaded.
Yeah.
Location.
They gotta play the game, so we gonna see. So but thank you, gentlemen, for wrapping up 2023. It was a bumpy end to the year for us, but we got one out. So I suspect that we will be good to go coming in 2024. Thank you for everyone listening. We appreciate y'all coming through, and we will be back in a week looking at the college football semifinals results and see who's going to be playing for the college football championship and if the NFL playoff picture is a little bit clearer. So until then, until next time, peace.
Peace.